This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused a request from the House of Representatives to reinsert Terri Schiavo's feeding tube. The tube was removed yesterday from the brain-damaged Florida woman. Ms. Schiavo has been the subject of a long court battle since she suffered severe brain damage stemming from a heart attack 15 years ago. She remains at a hospice in Pinellas County, Florida. NPR's Ari Shapiro was there and filed this report.
At 1:45 yesterday afternoon, doctors at Woodside Hospice in Pinellas Park removed the tube that had been providing Terri Schiavo with food and water. Activists who'd been fighting to keep the woman alive saw it as a major blow, but not the end. Randall Terry is the spokesperson for Schiavo's parents.
We have a week, and we are going to use every minute of that week to hound those that are in authority, to honor their words, honor their rhetoric, and intervene and save Terry's life.
That one-week figure comes from doctors' estimates that Terri Schiavo could live 1 to 2 weeks without food and water. If politicians do intervene, it will not be the first time they've done so. In 2003, doctors removed Schiavo's feeding tube, and the Florida legislature quickly passed a bill that allowed Governor Jeb Bush to have the tube reinserted. The state Supreme Court later ruled that law unconstitutional. This time, the Florida legislature was unable to agree on a bill before yesterday's deadline. The U.S. Congress also tried and failed to enact legislation in the case. However, just before the feeding tube was set to be removed, a House committee filed subpoenas calling Terri Schiavo, her husband Michael Schiavo, and doctors to testify before Congress. Michael Schiavo's lawyer, George Filos, called the move thuggery.
It was an attempt to intimidate and coerce the treating physicians in this case, the health care providers in this case, and Mr. Schiavo.
Family spokesman Randall Terry was also disappointed with politicians' recent actions, but for different reasons. He thought they had not gone far enough.
The conservative people of this country did not work their tails off for the past 10 years to get conservatives in power of both houses so that they could give us a song and dance. We don't want rhetoric, we want results. We put you in power so that you could deliver.
Judges have consistently found that Michael Schiavo has the right to make decisions on his wife's behalf. For lawyer George Filos, yesterday's tube removal was the event that promised eventual peace for a woman he says never wanted to be kept alive in a persistent vegetative state.
She has become a pawn in a political football game between different elements in this country, and at this point, she unfortunately is nothing, I believe, nothing more than a cause for certain elements to prove their political prowess and political power.
Abortion opponents and religious conservatives have been vocal in defending what they call Terri Schiavo's right to life. Many of them gathered in front of the hospice yesterday and prayed.
God, be a shepherd that leads the sheep by the still waters and brings them to good pastures. God, be the shepherd.
Joyce Underwood said for her, the connection between abortion and the Schiavo case is clear.
Abortion, there's a big connection because it's the same thing with capital punishment. I mean, who has the right to take a life? We don't have that right. Only, you know, God.
Across the street, those who advocated the feeding tube's removal also held signs. Tim Harmon had one that read, "Honor Terry's wishes not to live like this." He says for him, the case is part of a larger issue.
Much larger issue of what's going on in this country. It's scary. I feel like the religious right is hijacking our country.
Now that Schiavo's feeding tube has been removed, the rhetoric on both sides is only likely to grow louder. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Tampa.